Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing our studies in Tractate Erevin. We are beginning the second chapter. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph starts, Osin Pasin Lebe'erus Arba Deyumdin Nirin Kishmone, that we make slats around, boards around a well, and there should be four twofold boards that appear to be eight, which means that they are right angles. They're placed at the corners, so each one is an L shape, and it covers two sides. So between those four corner pieces, you actually have eight corners covered. So there's the northeast on the north and the east, there's the southeast on the south and the east, etc., etc. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, Shmona Nirin Kishneim Asar. Rabbi Meir says there have to be eight boards that appear like 12, meaning that you've got the four that appear in the corners, those look like eight, plus an additional four placed in between them that are four, because they're straight, so that equals your looks like eight plus four, looks like 12. Arba diyumdin, arba pshutin. So you've got four of these doubled in the corners, and then you've got four straight ones on the sides. Gavhan asara tfachim, they have to be 10 tfachim tall, because that's the minimum height for something that counts as a partition. V'rachban shisha, and they have to be 6 handbreadths wide. V'avyan kol shehu, and it doesn't matter how thick they are. V'venehem kamalei shtei revakos shel shlosh shalosh bakar, and the space between them can be as wide as 2 teams of oxen, 3 oxen per team. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shah Arba Arba, that the space between these boards can be as wide as 2 teams of 4 oxen each. Kshuros Velo Mutaros, the oxen in these teams are tied, not loose. Achas Nechneses V'Achas Yotzes, and one team is going in while the other team comes out. And these affect the leniency or stringency of the ruling. For example, tied oxen are closer together than loose oxen. So that first part is actually a narrower width, but teams going in opposite directions take up more space than teams walking parallel to each other, so that's actually a leniency when it comes to the width. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Osin pasin lebe'eros, they can make boards set up around wells. Sheba Rishus Harabim, the wells are in a public thoroughfare. It's a public domain. Lafisha Haba Eros Rishus Hayachid Hain, Sha'amugim Asara, Ve'en Yacholim Lemolos Mehen, Ulahotzi Rishus Harabim. The wells themselves are considered a private domain because they're more than 10 handbreadths deep. So you're not allowed to take from the inside of the well out into the public domain because that's carrying between domains, which is not permitted on Shabbos. Ba'osin pasin, so you set up these boards around them. Shiyu ha'pasin osin sevivos ha'ba'or rishus ha'yachid. So by enclosing the area around the well with these boards, with these partitions that are made of these corners and these straight pieces, what you're accomplishing is rendering the area around the well also a private domain. So then you can take from the well, which is a private domain, into the area around the well, you're still in a private domain. It's sort of like carrying from room to room in your house. You're not going through a public domain. V'yemale, v'yotzi v'yaniach sham. So he can fill his bucket, and he can take it out, and he can place it there. V'tichnas behemto kulo orosho v'ruba v'yashkena. And therefore he can bring his animals into this area, and either the whole animal comes in, or at least the head and the greater part of the body have to come in, and he can water his herds and his flocks there on Shabbos. The yumdin, these corner pieces, they're double boards. Shnei amudim, there's 2 pillars. Shekol amud me'elu ha'arbar nira kishnayim. Each pillar of these 4 looks doubled. And dayu b'lashon yavan shnayim. And it's explaining that the name of this comes from the Greek word meaning 2. Let's skip a little. Ba'arba pshutin, and you have to have 4 straight, according to the second opinion in our Mishnah. Be'emtza, nosen l'kor ruach luach rachav ama. In the middle, you have to put on every side a board that is an ama wide. So when we discuss the width, we're not necessarily discussing the width of the intermediate pieces. Here, let us skip down. Shtei Ravakos Shel Shlosh Shlosh Bakar. Two teams of oxen, three oxen per team. Shirokev Kol Bakar Vubakar Amsayim Pacho Shlish. The width of every ox is two amma minus a third. Nimsa Rochev Sheish Bakar Esar Amos. So we find that the width of six oxen is 10 amos. Vezehu Ravach Sheyachal Litein Bein Pasla Pasla Divrei Rav Meir. This is the space you're allowed to put between boards according to Rabbi Meir. Ve'im Yesh Rochev Yoter Mizeh, and if it's any wider than this, Tzarech Sheyarbe B'Pasim Pshutin, then you would need to add the straight pieces in between to reduce the gap between boards. Rabbi Huda Omer Shel Arba Arba. Rabbi Huda says that they can be four oxen in a team. That's how wide it can be. Hein Shlosh Esrei Amma V'Shlish. So according to his calculation, it would be 13 and a third amos. Let us continue now with Mishnah Beis. Mutar Lahakriv L'Be'er U'Bilvad She'Tehe Para V'Ruba B'Fnim V'Shosa. You can move these boards as close as you want to the well, just so long as the head of the ox and the greater part of its body are inside when it drinks. Mutar Laharchik Kol Shehu U'Bilvad She'Yarbe B'Pasin. And you can make them as far away from the well as you want, so long as you keep adding boards, so that the width never gets any wider than the amount that's permitted according to the previous Mishnah. Let's see that in the Bart Nuro. Ubevad sheyarbe b'pasin, so long as you keep adding boards. The kol ma sheyarchik min habor marbe b'revach sheben hapasim. If you move the boards farther away from the well, then the space between the boards is going to get larger. That's just basic physics. V'tzarech laharbos pasin ad kedei shelo yehe bein pashut lapashut ubein pashut l'diyumad yoter mishlosh esrei ama ushlish kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda shehalacha kemoso. So the farther away you move it, you have to keep adding straight pieces so that there's no more between one board and the next than 13 and one-third amos, which is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion and the halacha when it comes to how big these gaps are allowed to be. That is the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.